students can soon say goodbye to styrofoam trays at lunch. New York City has teamed up with five other large school districts to buy new lunch trays. As Topher Forges reports, all New York City schools will be getting biodegradable round trays this fall.
It's the end of lunch period at PS 89 in Lower Manhattan.
Joshua's class, I thank you. Clean up.
As each class is called, kids shoot up from their tables holding their trays. They rush over to Joe Wilkes, who is standing next to a line of tables with bins on top and trash cans.
The oven goes in the bin, and the plastic goes in the end for recycling.
She's helping kids sort trash in bins for liquids, extra food, and recyclables. They stuff their half-eaten meals and their trays into a large waste container. The trays go in with the food because they're compostable, which means they'll decompose into organic material. They're made of bagasse, which comes from sugarcane pulp, and soon they'll replace the 125 million trays thrown away in New York City schools every year. This is happening because New York City came together with five other large districts to create the Urban School Food Alliance, which is pushing for environmental changes in its schools.
It is a pollutant in our oceans. Litter, it doesn't degrade very easily in landfills.
Mark Eisman is a senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, a green advocacy group that advises the alliance. Eisman says polystyrene trays either wind up with the trash in landfills or burned in incinerators.
So from both a public health standpoint and an environmental standpoint, getting rid of polystyrene is an important move.
But the switch to compostable trays was not a given. They're much more expensive. 15 cents compared to 3.5 cents for a foam tray.
We couldn't afford this on our own as New York City, even though we're quite a large school district.
That's Eric Goldstein, chief executive for school support services for the city's Department of Education.
We really had to grow out of this problem, and the only way to grow out of this problem was to collaborate.
He says New York contacted Los Angeles, and from there, it spread. Six school districts held their first meeting almost 2 years ago.
And we were really taken with the idea that collectively, if we aggregate our demand with our other urban centers, we could make it attractive enough to the marketplace where they could bring down the cost.
And it worked. This fall, the Urban School Food Alliance put out a bid to manufacturers for an order of 271 million trays at a rate of just 4 cents a tray.
It's a seismic change in terms of using the government purchasing power for good and using the enormous purchasing power of these cities to drive the national market.
The group is also looking into ordering antibiotic chicken and recyclable cutlery. Right now, there are 32 schools in New York City with compostable trays, including PS 89. Custodian Jose Velez says the trays make his job easier.
Just less garbage on the floor. We've learned how to recycle also. All the guys who clean here, we know how to recycle now. So the kids are learning and we're also learning.
Fifth grader Nina Batris says the new trays are sturdier.
The other trays were really thin, so like stuff would leak. Sometimes we get like french fries here, it wouldn't really hold a lot of stuff in the trays.
Fellow fifth grader Anisha Khanna likes that the school is going green with its trays.
You don't want to do stuff that's bad for the environment. It's good that they changed it.
Eric Goldstein says the goal is to have compostable lunch trays in every New York City school by the fall. For WNYC, I'm Topher Forges.
Tell us about your school lunches and what time your children are eating lunch at school. Go to schoolbook.org.